A swallow has flown from the first recording of Shedrick in 1922. A New Year celebration song from the perspective of a swallow, which flies into a house to tell the family that they'll have a bountiful year. Adapted from a Ukrainian folk song by Mykola Leontovich, now best known outside of Ukraine as a Christmas carol.
So here we are, lost on Larrabee.
My friend lives near here. He says it's always busy.
Welcome to Lost on Larrabee. Do you have a reservation?
No.
No.
I see they have chicken Kiev. Your mother first made that for me, remember?
She always loves cooking for you.
I appreciate it. We ate nothing but beef after we started eating meat. The Cuban Missile Crisis, remember?
I remember the crisis.
Would either of you care for a drink?
Ice water with lemon, please.
Monsieur?
I guess I'm old enough to drink now. I'll have a glass of Peller Family Chardonnay. A chicken Kiev for us both?
Let's see if it compares to my mother's.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it was Aunt Mary. My mother never made it. Every one of my aunts is a vastly better cook than my mother. I wonder why. I always love eating your mother's food. A local grocery store had a sale on barbecue chicken on Sunday evening, so we ate that. Then I took a chicken sandwich to school for lunch the next day. It was paradise for my mouth. No more beef. Just great barbecue chicken and soft bread. Thank you. And then your mother's fantastic chicken Kiev. Chicken was a kind of escape island from the empire of beef. Oh, this is good wine. Wonderful with the chicken Kiev.
Kiev.
It's not your mom's, but it's not bad. Did you notice we're sitting close to George Harrison?
Where?
Shh. Right behind us. Listen.
So I don't want to be down to my last $20,000 like Mickey Rooney.
I'd love his autograph.
I realized I was just listening to George Beatles Harrison, Fear of Poverty, in a restaurant a few feet away from me. He appeared to be talking to two large young men who looked like bankers and a young woman who looked like a young Jean Harlow. He was seeking their advice. But I was amazed that he was talking of dollars with his thick Liverpool accent. I expected him to say pounds.
Ringo has gone into pictures. I should look into that.
Do you want dessert?
No, I'm as stuffed as that chicken.
Waiter, can you bring us our bill, please?
Just a moment, ma'am. Here's your bill, ma'am.
Here's my card. I didn't get his autograph, but I got his spoon.
Why do you want a spoon?
Well, Mom collects spoons from all the places she's been that she really liked.
Wow. Aunt Mary collects spoons?
Yep.
So how did you get a spoon?
I was very kind to the waiter, so he was kind to me. He got a big tip.
George Harrison sang Here Comes the Sun. In October 1962, the sun we expected to see was an exploding Russian missile, as in Ukraine today.
This is Richard Fish reporting from Ukraine's still free capital of Kiev. Ukraine's allies and so many so-called experts around the world expected Kiev to fall quickly to the mighty Russian army, supposedly the world's second best. Russia's ruler, Vladimir Putin, also assumed this would happen. His soldiers, only told their destination at the last minute, expected little resistance from Ukraine. They were told that they would be embraced by their Ukrainian siblings and greeted with flowers. Tsar Putin told his people, "We must attack Ukraine before Ukraine attacks us." Ironically, that was the same justification Adolf Hitler used in 1941 for his invasion of Russia, then called the Soviet Union.
2 to 3 large chicken breasts, butter, salt and pepper, seasoned flour, 1 egg slightly beaten, 2 tablespoons water, fine breadcrumbs.
Thousands of Kiev citizens joined the Territorial Defense Brigades. An unusually warm February melted the snow and turned the terrain around Kiev to mud, making it difficult for heavy Russian tanks and armored vehicles to move cross-country, forcing them to stick to the roads.
Remove the meat carefully from the breastbone and split each breast into 2 fillets of equal size. Pound the fillets very flat and thin.
Ukraine's strategy was to slow the advance by blocking the roads, blowing up bridges, and harassing the invaders' columns. The Russians had a large advantage in weapons and manpower, but they were careless, moving in close formations as if on parade, and not covering their flanks. On the narrow roads the invaders were forced to use, their advance was crippled by the destruction of the first and last tanks in the long lines of vehicles. The Finnish army had done the same thing when Stalin invaded Finland in 1939, and the Red Army used the same tactic against the German Wehrmacht in World War II, but either the Russians had forgotten that lesson or were too confident of immediate success. Even U.S. military leaders expected Ukraine to fall in 72 hours and President Zelensky to flee. Neither happened.
Shape the butter into 2 half-inch rolls, allowing 1 roll to 1 fillet. Chill the rolls in a bowl of cracked ice until they are very hard.
The Russians were able to seize Hostomel Airport when the defenders ran out of ammunition and were forced to retreat. But Ukrainian artillery pounded the airport runways, making them unusable to the Russian planes, bringing in more troops. A Russian airborne company parked its vehicles at the base of a multi-story building in Irpin, in plain sight of Ukrainian defenders. When the Ukrainians threw smoke grenades at them, the Russian invaders became confused and abandoned their vehicles.
Sprinkle the fillets with salt and pepper. Take 1 roll at a time, pat it dry quickly, and place it on the fillet.
At the Battle of Moschin, the Russian advance was stopped. Ukrainians blew up bridges across the Irpin River, which Russian reinforcements needed to use. Only 100 Russians got across with their vehicles, and they took cover in surrounding forests. Ukrainian drones couldn't find them, but a local farmer did and relayed their position to the Ukrainian forces.
"I saw a company of orcs enter the forest near our farm."
"Our drone doesn't see them."
"Hit them with artillery."
"You're right."
"You got him."
By this time, Ukrainians were seeing parallels with the struggle in J.R.R. Tolkien's world-famous story, The Lord of the Rings. Russia expected a quick victory, and was not prepared for a long conflict. Many of its tanks and vehicles ran out of fuel and had to be abandoned. Ukraine was trading space for time, just as the Russian army had done in 1941.
Fold in the ends well and roll into a neat roll, encasing the butter completely. Skewer the opening securely with a wooden pick. Fill the other fillets in the same manner. Take care to fold in the ends well around the chilled butter so that no butter can leak out on either end of the rolls. This is very important.
Driving cars with Ukrainian license plates, Russians infiltrated Kiev to join up with saboteurs already positioned there in an attempt to fool the Ukrainians into thinking the Russian army was already in the city. In response, weapons were issued to the residents of Kiev, who promptly eliminated the threat. The residents of Kiev were now armed and ready to defend their city. Expecting quick victory, the Russians had not mobilized enough supplies. Advancing on the city of Makariv, the Russian forces ran out of pontoon bridges, then fuel, food, and even ammunition. They were stuck in the mud, and the thrust towards Kiev was stalled.
Coat the rolls with the seasoned flour. Dip in the beaten egg, diluted with water, and then in the breadcrumbs.
Like Arwen Ondomil commanding the river under her control to flood and stop the Black Riders in the Tolkien saga, the Ukrainians blew up the dam at Kovorovichi, raising the water level of the Dnipro River by 2 meters, sweeping away the invaders' last pontoon bridge, flooding their forces, and leaving the Russians in Mashun isolated. Ukraine counterattacks then drove them back across the river after abandoning their equipment.
Brown quickly in plenty of hot butter. Drain and place in a hot oven at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 5 minutes.
Finally, the orcs retreated back to Belarus.
Belarus.
This maneuver was both prompt and orderly, as if well practiced.
First, they couldn't wait to reach Kyiv. Then they couldn't wait to get out of Ukraine.
Kiev was saved by the immense efforts of the Ukrainian people, who defended their country against all odds.
Remove the wooden picks and serve immediately. Mushroom sauce is usually served with these rolls.